Test 66, Section 2, Question 7. We want a principle that's going to justify Mike's reasoning. So this is a strengthen with a principle. So it says, Tom didn't tell me that I could use his computer, but it would not be wrong for me to use it anyway. So that's kind of the conclusion. It's not wrong for me to use it. Last week, Tom used Mary's bicycle, even though she had not told him he could use it. Now, in this case, our conclusion is it's not wrong for Mike to use Tom's computer. And the evidence is Tom used Mary's bike without asking or without having permission. So what we would need as far as a principle is something that says if someone does this to someone else, then it's not wrong for you to do it to them. So, A, using the possession of others without their permission is not always theft. It's not a question of whether or not it's theft. It's a question of whether or not it's wrong. Generally, one should tell the truth, but there are cases which is permissible not to. This is not about telling the truth. It's about using something without having someone tell you you can. If people have used your property without your permission, it's not wrong for you to use their property. This is close, but it wasn't Mike's property or Mike's bicycle that Tom borrowed. It was Mary's. It is permissible to treat people in a way that is similar to the way in which they have treated others. Well, that's pretty good. That's saying it's okay for Mike to treat Tom the way Tom treated Mary. Using another person's property is wrong if the person is harmed. Well, that's not going to help us because we don't have the harm. And so D is our correct answer in that case, because that's a principle. It's saying if someone has treated someone else that way, it's not wrong for you to do it to them. Sort of a little twist on the golden rule, if you will. So answer choice D is our correct one.